Village Around Lake, Committee of the Whole, September 19th, 2016.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, September 19, 2016, 7:19 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Tripman.
We get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of September 6, 2016.
So
motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Good evening, Senator. On the committee as a whole, community development, the ICSC, Chicago Deal Making. Are you presenting it, Steve?
Thank you, Mayor, Board of the Trustees. In front of you is the ICSC program. The ICSC Dealmaking Conference in Chicago is October 19th and 20th. It's a day-and-a-half program. It is suggested or recommended that the mayor attend. We may also want to thank the group that is too late to produce. The ICSC,
One of the things that I just want to mention, Trustee Newby, I think it's unclear getting all of the information from ICSC's webpage. There is a document, a booklet of exhibitors that is passed out to everybody that attends it. It's a great marketing tool in itself to have your name listed in there. If you share a booth with Lake County Partners and somebody says, who was that trustee from, what village was that, I'll look it up in the book. You're not going to be in the book. It's only going to be Lake County Partners. So, you know, I think it's from sharing a booth to getting one by yourself, a couple hundred bucks, whatever it is.
We're not sure.
We'll find out.
In the past, we also handed out
hands
for the
got copies of those. I have those. We're looking for actually the pamphlet. Maybe you have one. There's like a cardboard folder that opens up, and it has a bunch of marketing analysis in it. A lot of that stuff carries through the year 2014, so it's fairly current. I believe, you know, drive time studies, you know, those things are going to change. What we'd have to do is change the photo of the mayor, a new welcome, and I think it would be amended to bring it up to date rather quickly. Yes. I'm sure it's on a disk. I'm sure it's in a computer. We'll decide what we want to do with it. It'd be great to have a couple hundred of them anyways to carry around, you know. So more to do than that. I spoke with the head liaison, Mr. Rodriguez. I think it's a wonderful idea. This is a direction that we set course on years ago with getting a new comprehensive plan, using it as a marketing tool, trying to take it out there to market. Very good. Public Works, Mr. Weedoff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees. A couple items for you tonight. The first one is some of the repairs that are needed at the War Memorial at the fountain, located right here at Cedar Lake and Route 34. There is some deterioration with the pool in the fountain, and some of the driftwood needs to be top-pointed. So we attempted to solicit bids from four or five contractors. Unfortunately, we can only get one contractor to actually give us a price. It's kind of a weird conglomeration of work with the great cut point and the pool lining, so we can only find one contractor to do the whole scope of work and pay prevailing wage. That contractor was Olson Top Plane Company. We've got some good recommendations for them before. The quote that they gave us was for $8,995, and we had budgeted $9,000, so they just squeaked under. It's work that we really feel should be done before something deteriorates and becomes a major issue. This is kind of routine maintenance type stuff that will seal everything up and keep the water out and keep us from getting into more costly repairs later on.
Yeah. Everybody quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Director Reno.
The second item that I have for you this evening is to increase the funding for the removals that we're doing. We're currently under contract with Homer Tree Care to remove dead and dying trees in Village Parkway. Right now, we've budgeted enough money to do about 650 trees or so. We were talking, and there's about 350 trees left. It would take about $35,000 to just finish removals throughout the entire village. Get 99% of all the trees down. We have money budgeted for tree trimming. I think it was $60,000 that we had budgeted for tree trimming this year. We're recommending that we take the funds that were allocated for that and put it towards removals, just get the removals done. We've been getting a lot of complaints from residents, you know, it's an eyesore. The trees are dead, they're not getting any deader, we might as well get them down now. The tree trimming is going to be a multi-year project, and, you know, we haven't started it in, I don't know how many years, so push it off one more year really isn't going to make too big of a difference.
And Adam, you and I talked about this, not a hazardous tree, just money toward that project.
That's right. The tree pruning program was not specifically targeted to any known hazards throughout the village. It's just a general tree trimming upkeep type project. So we're not postponing any known hazards.
Yeah.
I like the idea of just driving around and seeing all these dead trees and you guys picking them up.
Now I'm taking a step on this one sound very, how you call it, one side. But since my subdivision happens to be one that has tons of dead trees, in fact, I think you told us that we were the largest group of people that have dead trees in our subdivision. When we start with us, we came.
I do not know where they're starting, but I can talk to them about that.
I appreciate it.
They're all going to be done.
They're all going to be done this year.
In fact, I take that long. Okay. So once they come in, they're going to be entirely
I know done. That. So. But we've had enough people in the community to write us, me, you, and everybody else. This is just to keep a whole lot of writing for a lot of people doing that.
I think Public Works is a little bit surge done quickly, and I mean, we all have lots of trees in our subdivision. We all can write letters, so I say whatever the Public Works guy.
Well, we always would defer to the person that's in charge of it, but I'm just asking.
Okay.
That's all. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you for asking.
Yeah, thank you for your comment.
Come on, is there another comment? I can't wait for it.
Oh, there's one, but it's me.
Okay.
It's not the minute.
Adam, thank you for... I can't thank you. That was a conversation that Steve and I had, but thank you for supporting that. thank you, Administrator Shields, for thinking of using the tree pruning fund to fund this dead tree removal process and getting it finally done, no matter where it starts in what community. Whichever, Haywood, Farmwood, whatever the first tree is.
Well, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. And this is all points left in me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Next item, Director Rito.
The last item I have for you this evening is a request to purchase a 10-foot pound snowbuster mold board with Boss Heavy Duty Push Frame from Monroe Truck Equipment. This is a heavy-duty plow that will fit on the one-ton Ford S550s. We currently have three of them. They're on a mid-sized truck. They're not the big 5-yard trucks, but they're not the small pickups. They're kind of in between. They currently have some steel plows. They each have one steel plow. And they've been getting some wear and tear on. We've been noticing some cracks in the framing and the mold boards. I'm talking with Monroe. We requested, you know, what they had in terms of heavy-duty plows and trying to avoid that kind of wear and tear. This was the heaviest duty plow that they have that will fit on that size truck. We talked to the fleet maintenance coordinator for the Village of Libertyville. He seems to think that these plows are absolutely fantastic. He had nothing but great remarks. He said he's been running them for several years and has had no issues with them. So we'd like to give one a try. The plowing blade is plastic, so it won't rust. The rest of the frame is powder coated. There's nothing cracked because it's plastic. So we're hoping that it's going to hold up a little bit better. The steel plow that it replaces will become a spare for those three trucks. We currently do not have a spare, and I'd like to have a spare anyway for this first shop kind of night. So I'm requesting that we can purchase that from Monroe Truck Equipment. If you're okay with it, I'd like to put the order in now so that we can get on the list. It takes a couple of weeks to get these things made.
Libertyville has it right now, and the Cassidy House is holding up with us, so I think we should move forward.
Second that, I think we should order it by the time it's snow starts flying.
Any further discussion? You got it, Ann.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Don, do you have something for special events,
yeah,
homecoming parade?
Yeah, just to on KNL and asked me to talk to the board about the homecoming, how many are going to be attending homecoming parade October 1st. Anybody for the board?
I will not be.
Charlie?
I'd have to
give you a maybe on that.
I'll be in the
group. So maybe it's someone different from me. Some two of us only.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I can go too.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so that Friday before, I think it was the 30th, we just decorate Adam. On Friday, probably around 1 o'clock. Decorate as well. It is the theme, it is the Paris theme. And we have an idea how it's generated. If not, then we will tell them it's school colors.
The Paris theme, you said?
Paris theme, yeah.
Make sure all of you are wearing berets.
Berets, yeah. Oh, what for? That's easy. That's what we've already decorated the floor.
There's your advice for girls when they do the can-can.
Hey, that would be too bourgeois.
I would only have two people in the parade, so I don't have to be able to.
Moving right along.
Don then talked to Sue and asked if it's worthwhile.
Will there as well?
Yes, Sue.
Okay.
All right.
You know, we've never participated before, I know.
Sue and I have in golf carts. That's how we did before, so maybe he wants to golf
cart. I think it would be kind of neat rather than...
Or the beret.
Well, let me know, so, because I...
Right.
You want to talk to you? Yeah. Oh. You and my... Yeah, let me know.
Well,
Okay. I would need to know for...
Thanks, Don. Administration. Steve.
Thank you, Mayor and Board of Trustees. The first agenda item in front of you is the Northwest FDA Policy Committee. I'm going to try to explain this one. If you recall, in July of 2012, we signed a new sewer agreement along with other communities with Lake County. Our agreement is, they're all separate, and Lake County has an agreement for Foxway. All the sewage goes to Foxway and is treated there. What we found out, as part of that agreement, there was a couple of different committees set up, and one's really called Northwest Lake County Wholesale Sewer Policy Advisory Committee. The mayor's on it, on the alternate. There's a technical committee that adds on, and Trustee Jefferson. Yes. So these committees were formed at the A Policy Committee. A little before that, we found out that there was a problem with the way Foxway was allocating monies from their sewer fund for the Northwest FDA to their general fund. So if you look at your board packet, that amnesty has gone up from about 8% of their overall expenses to 25%. If you look at the minutes, Barry Burton, the county chair, has suggested the misallocation to be assigned to $1.4 million. Tonight, I am just informing the board of the discussion. So this was found out in May. We had a meeting, the House meeting in May. Then we had in July, I believe, nothing was done. And the last one, which was last week, September, and still nothing was done between the county and Foxway. We feel like they're dragging their heels. And all this allocation has to do with an OMB circular, a federal circular, 87, on how we allocate expenses. So tonight it's really just keep the board informed. We are certain people on the policy committee, certain villages, are pushing to find out really what's going on. Now, we've been around a while, around the way, and in this area, this happened in the late 1990s also, where Foxway was missing at least $2 million. It's left in the paper everywhere. Right now, we don't know the exact dollar amount. All I can tell you is it's $1.4 million within 1 minute. At the last policy meeting that I attended, along with there and not much was resolved for that. You want to add? There's not much more to add to that. I want to keep the board aware of what's going on. We do want to form a special committee of certain mayors and administrators to really discuss the next options we have, because the contract is between the county and Foxway, and what, I guess, if we have real challenges that we have, if nothing's going on. It's your residents knowing that contracts are not allocated appropriately, and that's why we want to fight this. We want to make sure it's right, in the past and in the future. It's a hard subject matter on how it's all calculated.
It's very, the calculations and the discrepancy is enormously complicated. But now, as Steve mentioned now, the last couple of meetings, which extends months back, the board members in different communities on the policy committee has been waiting for action to be taken and an agreement to be made. Nobody argues that there is $1.4 million missing. The circular 87 is where it gets complicated, because the contract states that they can use the new state allocated laws to apply those accounting principles.
OMB,
thank you. However, it wasn't ever brought to the board for discussion whether that could be a, should be a plat or not. Would we agree to it? The thing that I find disturbing about it is there's a contract discrepancy between Lake County and the Village of Fox Lake, but it's the policy members' money. And we're just sitting there as a group. It's the only board I sit on. And when you become mayor, you're allocated to all these different boards, and JAWA and CENTCOM and this thing. It's the only one that's there that we don't have an attorney. We don't have a finance director. We don't have people in the normal governance that I see in other boards. And now the two people, that the two entities that involved in our monies, we're sitting there going, oh, geez, can't you shake hands and make up and just give us the money back? I'm telling you, it is so confusing, and I feel, and I'm not the only mayor, that feels kind of helpless. We've identified this, but if those two entities don't work out what the contract has stated, we're powerless to do anything about it. Right now they're going into
mediation.
How long is that going to take? And in the meantime, we're paying Fox Lake the inflated fees, which is probably going to be money used to pay us back. It was kind of a statement made that way. Continue paying, overpaying them so they can pay us back. I'm telling you, they're just, if you, I don't know what to think, do, or say about it right now, but we're thinking about just getting together and making some absolute resolutions to what we want them to do in a timeline. This has to be handled. This, you know, $1.4 million, it's a real number. It's horribly confusing. I'm telling you, it's horribly confusing, especially when you don't have the resources. We don't have an attorney. We don't have a finance director. We're just a board that says A or nay. I don't have anything else to report on it.
But we still send them money as much.
They're still getting money.
We send it to Lake County every month. They're all our dollars for Lake County now. And the lagoon fees, we just set up the normal sewer fees for Lake County. Okay, and so Lake County then is in contact between Lake County and Fox Lake, but Lake County did it up as a contract shows. I'm assuming we're the better side of that. Now, the only thing that I think for 2015, they haven't done that transfer yet. So what happened was that the county was supposed to get this report within 45, from Fox Lake, within 45 days, they had to review it and say either the number's good or not. What happened is they never reviewed the reports. So Fox Lake originally said that fine, we didn't review it, the number's okay, we're good to go. Once this got out, the committee members said, well, wait a minute, this is our residents' money. Who really reviewed this report? We found out who no one reviewed this report. That's one of those, they threw it in the shop, the file cabinets that were done. Everybody just didn't know what happened.
Who dropped the ball?
Town. I'm that part.
Yep, Charlie dropped the ball. There are certain people no longer at the county that should have reviewed.
The hard thing that a lot of the policy members have also is the county, which is one of the people involved in this discrepancy, they're the ones who are saying that they will handle a full audit of the system. And most of the policy members are saying, no, we've had this problem back in 1998, whatever the exact date was. You were supposed to fix it then, you didn't, here it is on the table again. We want an external audit company to do a full, as Kurt calls it, forensic audit on that system and find out a real dollar, the exact dollar amount that there is. And I think that's a reasonable request.
I think it is, too.
Okay.
Right now, there's not much you can do.
We're waiting.
Absolutely.
So,
So
the next one is the Valley Road, Route 124 plan. When the county chair basically said it was not supported of Route 53, that project, I guess for lack of a better word, is somewhat county. Don't hear too much about Route 53 once my bypass anymore. However, to keep the progress going for Route 120, we know it's not going to be four lanes, but we want certain improvements. We thought it would be a good idea to form a consortium with Lakemore, Polo, Route Lake, Valley Park, Kingsville, and Grayson Lake. We thought that we'd form a consortium and ask for certain improvements at some of the major intersections. Forming a group would be better than trying to go to each of the county individuals. Now, there are certain individuals in certain other communities that have direct connections to the higher ups of Lake County, and we know that this will work if we stick together as a force. So requesting some dollars for some small intersection improvements. This is really going to help more of the Great Lake area. My buy-in is helping a few of the intersections, and I ask that there's traffic moves here. However, if we only get development here, who's going to want to develop if you can't move on 120 lanes? So the intent was sort of, let's see if we can fix some more of the traffic problems out east to keep it going a little faster moving. Because out west here is moving, but in the end, if we get more development out here, really well. So what we're trying to do is form this consortium, give it to the county and say we want these intersections improved. We have one at Fairfield and 120, more turn lanes at Fairfield and Wilson, 120, I think longer turn lanes. You can only hit the major intersections, some of the smaller ones like Kern Road and Wild Spring we couldn't touch yet and make them up in the future. But that will serve our car and some bike paths over 120 at Cedar Lake to try to get. Doesn't mean we'll get anything. We just want to work together with the other communities, at least to try to make some improvements with the county's support possible as well. So this is more of an FYI that we've been meeting, and we'd like to keep on meeting and trying to come funding for some improvements in the future. We love to have a four lane, but we were told that never happened. So any questions or comments?
Thanks, Steve.
The next one is the 545 Railroad Avenue, so the old classy chassis building. Thank you, Luke, and I can't remember the other attorney's name, my apologies, Luke, who worked on this. They did a really good job of updating the agreement. We have a possibility of four vendors looking at the building right now. And actually two of them came forth this past week and I haven't called yet. But in front of you, I just want to put here to the board tonight. So if you have any comments, let me know. There are still some changes in gray that we have to work on from price, term, some other minor items, but for the most part, this would be it. So if you got any questions, either tonight or a future date before it's actually approved, let me know. And we can add it to the year.
How do we come up with more people?
The contact committee items was that there was one that was a person in Carpentersville.
I had one contact me too, and there was one and not much.
They can come meet you if they wish.
Hey, Kyle?
Or call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to call.
We got the information today. He emailed me and I forwarded it.
Because he approached me on that night. I haven't gone for 2 weeks.
If you haven't noticed when you drive by, the exterior has been done for some time. I spoke with the painter contracted for the interior. He thinks he'll finish up tomorrow, if not Wednesday for sure. Boy, that building was in deplorable condition, and it looks rentable now.
Thank you,
Steve. Any new topics? Any other business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:47 p.m. Thank you, everyone.